Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt with The Kosher Scene. Our guest tonight is the president of OSEM USA. His name is Izzet Ozdogan. He should be with us shortly. Meanwhile, if you have any questions, if you would care to call in, let me give you the number. That's 714-333-3357. If you have any questions for our guest, please call in at 333-3357. Bob? Our guest still has not shown up. Still waiting for him. Sometimes they operate on Israeli time, even though they are based in the United States. Be that as it may, we're having a little problem online. Hold on 1 second, please. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are now back. We hopefully solved the little problem we had. Our guest will be calling in shortly. Meanwhile, if you care to call in,
hello.
Good evening, Mr. Ostergan. Good evening, Mr. Ostergan.
Good evening to you. Can you
How
hear
are
me?
You?
I'm okay, thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you for calling in, and I apologize for the technical mischief that we had online.
That's okay, nothing happened.
Let's talk a little bit about... First, you, what brought you into this business? Why, of all professions, did you decide to do something to do with food? And why, of all the companies around the world, did a Turkish boy decide to work with Osem?
Well, this is
and
a
is
long
Osem?
Story.
What
but before I answer you, I thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate it. Now, the answer of your question is a complicated one because I was born in Turkey and I was raised in Turkey and I was in Turkey until I was about 25. And I left Turkey and moved to Israel. I left Turkey and moved to Israel and worked for a electronics company before Osem, and about 30 years ago I arrived Osem, and it is a great company with great products. It was a great company 30 years ago as well, and it is much better today. So here I am. In fact, I worked for Osem in Israel for about 10 years, and about 10 years ago I came to United States to start up a business for Osem, to see whether we can sell Osem products. Is
prior to working for Osem and
yes.
The other company, did you have any experience with food merchandising?
No, that
food
was
also
a great company by the name Elsint, and at
mm-hmm.
that time it was one of the largest. Medical imaging companies competing with Siemens and General Electric at that time. I'm talking about now 35, 40 years ago. And we were manufacturing the very first CAT scanners and right after MRI. And the company eventually was sold to part of it was sold to Siemens, part of it was sold to GE, and the company was dissolved. And I moved to Osem, very, very different product line. However, it is still marketing, and I didn't have much
right.
to adapt. And I was accepted to work for OSEM as OSEM's export manager. And this was about 30 years ago. It was a good company, good size company for Israel, but with not much exports, and it was a challenging job. And after about 10 years, I came here to United States, which was almost 20 years ago, to see it, whether we can sell some awesome products in United States. I always wanted to have some contribution to the exports of Israel before Awesome as well, in the company that I worked.
Right.
At that time, it was a company with sales of about $200 million, and almost all of it, I would say 99% of it, was export. There was
wow.
very little. It was
very,
very little market for CAT scanners and MRIs in Israel, because each one at that time, the selling price was starting for $1 million. Today it's not a big deal, because even some small clinics have CAT scanners. However, at that time it was a big deal. Even large companies in the United States or Europe, they had problem in buying such an expensive piece of machinery, because usually the machinery in the hospitals, in the clinics, usually it was much simpler before electronics machinery, and they were much cheaper instruments, I would say. So I was selling CAT scanners, and then I moved to OSEM selling food products. So it was a change, a large change, but still it is marketing, and it was still exporting from Israel.
From
so
Israel?
It took me quite well.
I see. Now, let's hear a little bit about the history of OSEM, a company that was started in 1942, 6 years before the creation of the state.
Exactly. Now, the company started in 1942, even before I was born, and certainly before the State of Israel was established.
Right.
It was established in Palestine, which was under British control.
Mandate.
Excuse me?
I said it was under the British mandate.
British mandate, exactly, under British mandate. And there were three recent, in 1942, there were some three recent small pasta manufacturers established by Jews coming from Europe at that time, from Czechoslovakia and Poland. Some Jews left Europe before the World War One, World War Two, excuse me, and they moved to Palestine, and they established small pasta manufacturing operations. I wouldn't even call them factories, but it was small operations. And in 1942,
right.
three of them, in fact, there weren't a fourth one, all three of them, decided to join forces and set up a larger entity that at that time they thought that they would be able to serve better the population at that time. And then in 1948, State of Israel was established. The factory was in Bnei Brak, the factory that was
the original factory,
yes. By the three original owners.
Partners.
Partners, exactly. It was in Bnei Brak, in the heart of today's Israel. And as soon as the State of Israel was established, Osam was part of the state. And at that time even, it was, I believe, the largest food manufacturing company in Israel, to the point where David Ben-Gurion, the prime minister at the time, was in touch with the management of Osam regarding being sure that the factory can supply enough food, enough processed food, to all the immigrants that were coming. At that time, basically, it was a pasta manufacturing company. There were a few other soup mixers, whatever, but these became much larger operations at later stages. At that time, it was a pasta manufacturing company. And to the point where David Ben-Gurion, the prime minister of Israel at that time, visited Osem and talked with one of the owners who was managing Osem at that time, Eugene Proper, Zichrono Lebrecha, and discussed with him the problem that he had, where a lot of immigrants were arriving, and many of them from Northern Africa and Iraq, Iran, all Jews leaving those countries and arriving to Israel, and they used to have a lot of rice. And at that time, there were no foreign currencies, according to David Ben-Gurion, and according to knowledge that certainly we have. The foreign currency was very limited, if any, and there was not enough money to import rice, because there's no way that rice can be grown in Israel. So we kind of discussed this situation and asked whether Osam can develop something that can satisfy these consumers, who are used to eat a lot of rice. And Osam worked on this project. I'm talking about 1950, and they came up with a product which was called ptitim in Hebrew at that time, and still it is called ptitim. These are small pasta balls, which is manufactured as pasta, and it is dried as pasta, and then it goes through an open flame toasting process. And that process gives a kind of a shell on each pasta bowl, a klipa. And when you cook it, although it is a pasta item, it acts, it reacts like a rice. It cooks like a rice. Mm-hmm. Very similar to rice. And this was a good solution. And certainly it pushed Osam to another level as a manufacturer in Israel. And this product has been sold in Israel by Osam for the last, I would say, the 60 years now, very successfully. And it is a staple item. Now, just to finish and tie this story, about I would say 10 years ago, we started to market this product, Ptitim, in United States, and we called it toasted pasta, which is actually a toasted pasta. Now it started to sell quite well, first in the kosher market, and then a lot of restaurants started to use it. Now, today, after, I would say, more than 10 years, it is in the menus of, I would say, more than 10,000 restaurants throughout the United States, and people refer it as Israeli couscous. Now, the Israeli couscous name, it came from the market, everybody knew that the product was coming from Israel, and people thought that it is a couscous. At the time, it is not a couscous, because real couscous is a steamed product. This is a dry pasta product,
right.
But it has I wouldn't say similar appearance, but because Israeli couscous is much bigger particles, but people referred it as couscous. Coming from Israel, they referred it as Israeli couscous, and it is sold all over the United States. Now, lately, some of the companies that they buy from us repack it, and they sell it under the Pearl Couscous name. And it is quite a large business for Osem. If you Google Israeli couscous or Pearl Couscous, you can find at least 100,000, 200,000 references with a lot of recipes, menus referring to Israeli couscous or Pearl Couscous. And in the shelves as well, in, I would say, 15,000, 20,000 stores carry them, either under Osem label or many other labels.
Under their own private labeling.
Their own private labeling, yes. For example,
right.
Near East, which is a very well-known brand, has it under the Pearl Couscous brand. They have like three different packages, and Israeli couscous or Pearl Couscous comes from Osem, and there are many others as well, like Trader Joe and other chains as well.
7 minutes remaining, let's talk a little bit about your other products. Now,
okay. Let's
face it, I don't think there is a single Israeli child that is already addicted to Bamba.
Yes.
I know when we lived in Israel, our kids were.
Yes. Now, Bamba also is a staple product. It was developed by Osem. It is a unique item. In fact, one of the greatness of Osem is the fact that we develop unique products, and many products are unique products, and Bamba is one of them. Now, Bamba is basically a very clean product, like Israeli couscous. It is a corn puff, and it has peanut butter on it. Now, it is a unique product because you can find corn puffs a lot in the United States, but it's usually with cheese flavor. And many companies, many American manufacturers manufacture it, but nobody manufactures it with a peanut butter. And we started this about 50 years ago, and it is the number one selling item as far as the unit are concerned, packages are concerned, in the whole United States.
Well, yes, that's why I said that
there
is an Israeli child that is already addicted to Bamba.
Well, everybody is addicted.
There are quite a few people who are no longer children who are still addicted to it.
Yes, because all children start eating Bamba at an age of about 5-6 months. And
right.
Many cases, this is the very first non-milk food item that they eat, and they become addictive. And it is a very clean product. The only ingredients in Bamba is corn and peanut butter and some vitamins, and nothing else other than this. So the children start eating at an age of 6 months. In many cases, Bamba is their very first word that they speak, they utter.
That's the great.
And they continue to eat it even after they are 30, 40, 50 years old.
Right. Okay, with about 4.5 minutes left to go, let's now talk about your special one.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you. Can you tell me
that you have many types of... Many types of masters, both the regular type and the whole wheat type.
Yes, we have many, many
Let's
masters.
Let's talk a little bit about those items.
Okay, we can talk about matzah as well, but just before matzah, because it's a Passover item, I just want to say something about Osem being a unique kosher food manufacturer in kosher food supplier in United States. Now, what happens is that there are about 6 million Jews in United States, and about 1 million of them are Orthodox or Haredi or kosher-keeping consumers. And the remaining 5 million, they wouldn't keep kosher during the year, but comes Passover, and they would have kosher for Passover, Passover items.
Right.
Now, what happens is that the Passover consumers goes up to 5.5 million. At the time, during the year, the number of consumers is about 1 million. And therefore, when you look to the statistics of the supermarkets of other kosher food suppliers, you see that about 50% of the sales are for Passover and 50% of the sales are for daily because of the different size of population eating kosher foods in Passover and outside outside Passover. Now, at Osem, this percentage is quite quite different because we are the largest Israeli kosher brand in United States, and even non-kosher thing consumers is attracted to products coming from Israel, both because of they come from Israel and they are kind of unique items like Israeli couscous, like bamba, like bisli, and we have many others others as well. And our sales are steady throughout the year, although we sell very large quantities of matzah as well. Now, matzah for Passover, it is a major item. It is an item that it is sold by all supermarkets, either at cost or below cost. It is a loss leader. And it is an important item for all food manufacturers. Now, we have a very good matzah line, starting with the 5-pound matzah, which is the most biggest selling item in United States as far as the matzah is concerned. And we have the egg matzah, the egg and onion matzah, rye matzah meal, cake meal, whole wheat matzah. We have the whole line. And we started supplying matzah in the United States not long ago, I would say less than a year ago, and we have a very good share of the market because of many innovations that we brought to this field as well. First of all,
now, since we have just under 9 minutes, let's discuss a little bit the different products. Let's name the products. Let's tell the people what it is that you're offering.
Now, as far as the 5-pound matzah is concerned, our matzah is quite unique compared to all others. First of all, it is from Israel. Now, there are other matzah coming from Israel, but not all of them are from Israel. First of all, it is from Israel. Now, we have a partnership with the Jewish National Fund. Now, Jewish National Fund is the organization that plants trees in Israel. Now, for each 5-pound matzah that is sold, we part of the sale goes to Jewish National Fund. Now, for the last 5 years, we have this partnership, and for the last five years, each year, we give them about $400,000. So we gave to Jewish National Fund about $2 million in the last 5 years. And they planted in Israel 400,000 trees. And there is an awesome tree in close to Shderot. Shderot is a town where Osem has a big presence. It has the largest manufacturing plant. So outside Sderot, there is a big new forest with about 400,000 trees, which is planted through Osem through the sales of Mazda. Now this is one of the things, and people pay attention to this because instead of buying just another Mazda, they buy Osem Mazda, and they already plant with few Mazdas they buy, they already plant a tree in Israel, which is a good deed, a good mitzvah, as we say. In addition to it, last year we came up with a 5-pound whole wheat matzah. Now, whole wheat matzah, all manufacturers manufacture. However, it is a very expensive product. Whole wheat is usually 40% more expensive than the regular wheat. Now, and therefore, the whole wheat matzah usually sold in 10.5 ounce boxes. Now, our novelty in this case was that we brought whole wheat matzah last year, the first time, and this year we are continuing. 5-pound matzah, whole wheat matzah, and it is sold for the same price as the regular matzah. In other words, if a supermarket reduces its price because they want to attract more consumers to their stores, and they sell it for $3.99, $2.99, $1.99, and many times just as free, they also offer the 5-pound whole wheat Osem matzah as well. Now, considering the fact that about half of the bread in the United States that is sold throughout the year is whole wheat or multigrain bread, it is a very good deal. It is an innovation. And this year, we have another innovation where we are bringing to consumers, in every 5-pound bundle of matzah, we are bringing also a freshness.
We have just been given the signal that we have 5 seconds left.
Okay,
so
I thank you very much.
We're going to have to continue this.
Sorry.
I appreciate your taking from your very, very busy schedule to talk to us. Unfortunately, we did not cover everything we wanted to.
I appreciate
for
the
time. I am very grateful to you.
Thank you.
And good night to one and all. We will be
back
next week.
Thank you very much. Good night to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.